Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Kirivu. Joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We were supposed to be joined by Kansas wide receiver Josh Ford this morning. I tried calling. I didn't get an answer, folks. As usual, as what typically happens on this show, Josh has our phone number. He can feel free to call in, and he just might. Same thing happened with Nico Whitley. What was that, about a week ago when we had Nico on the show? So maybe Josh will call in. We're excited to talk to him. Wide receiver from Kansas, the Packers are reportedly interested in. So we want to pick his brain a little bit, talk about his preparations for the NFL draft and his hopes for signing a contract with an NFL team. Hopefully we'll get to that. Because we are now just 3 days away from the start of the NFL draft. Just 3 days away. It's been a long wait, hasn't it? I mean, the NFL draft is a long wait to begin with. Now add these extra 2 weeks that people are up in arms over. And it's an exceedingly long time. People are just excited to see and find out and hear from the newest players on their favorite teams, the Green Bay Packers being no exception. And we should find out shortly the newest member of the Green Bay Packers on Thursday evening, assuming the Packers don't trade out of the first round. And I doubt they will. You never can rule it out, I suppose. Packers did that when they selected Jordy Nelson a few years ago. Traded out of the first round into the second round. Got him early in round two. Could happen again, I suppose. I would say it's unlikely, but it could happen. One thing I wanted to talk about today, address, is an item coming out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel over the weekend from columnist Bob McGinn. Actually putting on more of his reporter shoes for this one. But Bob McGinn saying that the Packers are working on a contract extension with head coach Mike McCarthy. So then itself comes as news, I suppose. Not terribly surprising news. Maybe surprising from the fact that nobody's been talking about it, but it makes sense. And I suppose the surprising part is the complications it kind of presents. And you're talking about a GM and coach relationship as the Packers currently have between Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy. And as Bob McGinn notes, there isn't a coach GM tenure, I guess, two guys working together. There isn't one in the entire NFL that's longer than the 9 years McCarthy and Thompson have worked together. So that's pretty darn impressive. You know, in a fickle business like the NFL that sees a lot of turnover, whether it's coaches, players, GMs, and you know, they... NFL teams don't turn over GMs as fast as they do players by any means. But still, I mean, obviously, it's a win-now league. Just take a look at what happened in Cleveland. They haven't given a whole lot of time there to their past GM situation and making another change. But anyway, Ted Thompson, been a lot of attention on him lately. You know, kind of we first heard rumblings at the NFL owners meeting. And when did those take place? In March or April? Early April, I believe. Ted Thompson didn't attend. And you learned why was because of health reasons. And the Packers have been hesitant. And Thompson himself has been hesitant to elaborate on what these health issues actually are. I couldn't even speculate as to what it is, except that it has prevented him from traveling to the NFL owners meeting. And on top of that, I have not heard a single report of Ted Thompson personally attending a single pro day workout this season, which is, you know, that to me is almost the real surprise here. Here's a guy who, Ted Thompson, you know, it's the thing about him is he still puts on his scout shoes. You know, he's a scout that became a general manager. He's not from the business side of football. He's from the scouting side, and things that he still does quite a bit, and gets out there and does a lot of looking at prospects in person. And I shouldn't, you know, he was at the Senior Bowl. He was at the East-West Shrine Game. We do know that. So it's not, you know, he has traveled for that. But, and, you know, I should fully admit here, too, Ted Thompson very well could have been at a pro day, and it's just gone flown under my radar, or it hasn't been reported, or things like that. I mean, you know, it's totally dependent upon reporters to figure these things out. It's not like Ted Thompson is out there publicizing where he's going. But, I mean, you know, I myself have been attending the Wisconsin Pro Day workout for 4 or 5 years now, and you know, Ted Thompson's always there. At least most years he's there. Wasn't there this year. Haven't heard reports of him going anywhere else. I mean, you know, he's a frequent attender of the Iowa Pro Day. I know, you know, there's kind of that, the Packers have taken a lot of players out of Iowa in recent years with Brian Bulaga, Mike Daniels, Micah Hyde. I know he's flown out to Southern California. I think he, you know, they kind of have a pro day circuit out there a little bit, where I think USC and UCLA hold their workouts on consecutive days. And I think Hawaii, you know, they actually, instead of holding their pro day workout on the island's own Hawaii, the players actually fly to Southern California. So it's not such a arduous trip for a scout to go all the way out to the islands. I know Ted Thompson has kind of checked out that Southern California circuit there in years past. Just haven't heard any of that this year. And so you put two and two together, and Ted Thompson holds his annual pre-draft press conference last week, and he sounds, you know, at minimum under the weather. But I mean, and again, I don't want to speculate about what might be wrong with him, but it appears to be more than just the common cold that he has, you know, and especially when you talk about being prevented to travel, you know, it's going to take more than the common cold to prevent you from hopping on a plane. So, you know, how much time does Ted Thompson have left as general manager? I mean, I said it wouldn't surprise me terribly, not that I'm expecting this to happen, but I posted this on Twitter the other day. It wouldn't surprise me if Ted Thompson stepped down at the conclusion of this, you know, current season, just based upon, you know, his health, his age, and he's not that old. I mean, Ted Thompson's 61, and yeah, he's got a lot of white hair, but that's just him. You know, it kind of, you know, I think, you know, it doesn't give an accurate reflection of his age, maybe. But still, that and what he's accomplished in the NFL already, having already won a Super Bowl. I mean, Ted Thompson, you know, after a playing career and a scouting career and being GM in Green Bay for the better part of a decade, yeah, you know, he can retire comfortably and step away. And a lot of people say, and I think maybe Ted himself has said in interviews, and I'm gleaning a lot of this again from the article by Bob Begin at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that he would love to get back into scouting, you know, when he's older, just kind of, you know, with less pressure on him in terms of being the Packers GM, just wants to casually scout, or, you know, maybe not casually, but I mean, just, you know, where he can kind of set his own hours, or you know, go out on his own and do his own thing, as opposed to having the pressure of being the GM and worrying about every transaction on the roster and things like that. You know, you can see that perhaps in Ted Thompson's future. And you know, I'm kind of getting back to Mike McCarthy here in a roundabout way, but this is this is a complicated subject here. All these kind of pieces play together and kind of form a puzzle. Bob McGinn says there's a little bit of grumbling from the Packers board of directors about extending the contract of Mike McCarthy. And you might assume from just reading that they're grumbling about giving McCarthy an extension or not wanting to commit to him. And I don't think that's really the case. Although I can see how you might get that from reading the article. I think the grumbling is more about how do they, you know, if Ted Thompson's going to step down soon as Packers general manager, and McCarthy, they give him a long-term extension for another 5 years, let's say. I mean, I don't know how long they're going to extend it. But they worry about attracting a good general manager when Mike McCarthy's job is so solidified and that, you know, the GM is really not going to have that much power over the coach, the guy who, you know, is supposed to be his superior. And, you know, I see the argument there. You know, the general manager is supposed to be above the head coach. He's supposed to have hiring power over the head coach. But, you know, when you have a contract, you know, that gives the coach a lot of power. And it's not as if Mike McCarthy wants general manager powers, at least nothing that I've heard. He doesn't want to be the next Mike Sherman in Green Bay, who's doing both roles, who is directing the NFL draft as well as coaching the players. And you know, turns out not being a very good decision. Mike Sherman didn't make a whole lot of great choices as a general manager, but did an admirable job, at least, of coaching players. You know, that was his relative strength, as opposed to, you know, personnel evaluation being a relative weakness of Mike Sherman. So Mike McCarthy doesn't want that, but he just is settled, and he's one of the longest tenured coaches in the entire NFL, and he's very much, he's had success. You know, you can argue the Packers should have maybe had more Super Bowl titles under Mike McCarthy, you know, but they haven't. That doesn't make Mike McCarthy a bad coach by any means. He's doing a good job winning division titles. Is he the best coach ever? No, I wouldn't say that, but he's done a good, solid job, and he's got that going for him. And so you wonder, who can the Packers get potentially as a GM who would want to enter that type of situation with Mike McCarthy, basically, you know, coaching for as long as he wants? And you know, wasn't it a situation where Mike McCarthy was asked during the NFL coaches the NFL owners meetings in that he's kind of hit the halfway point in his career? And I don't know if that kind of just, you know, is he just talking about being a head coach? You know, he's been a head coach for about a decade, a little less than, but, and he's going to be a head coach for another decade. Well, basically, I think he would probably like to play his tenure out in Green Bay and just retire after that. Of course, the team's success will play a big part into how long Mike McCarthy's kept. But, you know, he had another 5 years, and it's tough. He's going to become one of the higher-paid head coaches in the entire NFL. He's already well-paid because he's on his second contract, or his third maybe even, I believe. But, you know, he's going to become in the top, you know, handful of highest paid head coaches in the league. And you know, when you give a guy 5 years, it's a tough contract to get out of, because you fire him and all of a sudden you got to pay him multi-millions of dollars for years he's not coaching, basically. So, you know, there's that aspect to think about as well. But, you know, Bob McGinn kind of lists guys who could end up being candidates for the head coaching, or pardon me, the head general manager job in Green Bay. And you think about a lot of these guys who have been already with the organization in the past. And I think at the top of the list is John Schneider of the Seattle Seahawks. And obviously, he's a hot commodity, a hot name, a big name, big visibility, just simply because he's the most recent Super Bowl champion with the Seattle Seahawks. And you can't deny the job he's done out there. I mean, he's built a very good team, has shown to have an eye for talent, drafted Russell Wilson and a very good supporting cast around him, and has gone out and used both the draft and free agency to build a team, has traded for Marshawn Lynch. So he uses all these avenues, and some people criticized Ted Thompson strictly draft and develop, and he doesn't utilize other avenues of team building, although that's changing a little bit perception this year when they went out and got Julius Peppers, I suppose. But still, that's a criticism out there. And so John Schneider, kind of one name who's thought, he's a Wisconsin guy. I believe his hometown is De Pere, Wisconsin. You would think, it would be his dream job to play for his home state or be employed by his home state, Green Bay Packers. And that would be a good situation for a guy like John Schneider. But, I mean, there's all these other guys out there as well. Reggie McKenzie out in Oakland. John Dorsey for the Kansas City Chiefs. And John Dorsey has had some immediate success with the Kansas City Chiefs. He was just hired last year. He's only held that role for just over a year now, entering his second NFL draft. But in just 1 year, the fortunes of the franchise turned around, and he was named NFL Executive of the Year. Reggie McKenzie has had less success out in Oakland, but, he was kind of left with a mess by Al Davis out there that he's had to deal with and dealing with salary cap hell. The clock is now ticking on Reggie McKenzie in Oakland. He's been given some time, but now they got to start seeing results out there. It's got to start, this season, next season, or could end up being his time rather quickly out there. That could end. But there's all those guys that have, gone on from being, in the personnel department in Green Bay, coming up as scouts and since leaving to become general managers elsewhere in the NFL. I mean, there's other candidates as well, apparently, and again, totally credit Bob McGinn for all these suggestions here in his article. Russ Ball, currently the Packers contract negotiator. I don't know what's his, his title, vice president of finance or vice president of contract negotiation or whatever it is. But he's done a good job in his role from, my outside observer, from what I can see, has handled the Packers salary cap very adeptly over the years, ever since Andrew Brandt left the organization. Trent Baalke, another Wisconsin native, currently the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, another guy who thought could be a candidate. And I'm sure a lot of people are wondering about Elliot Wolf, Ron Wolf's son, who was, general manager of the Packers in their 1996 Super Bowl victory. Basically brought the Packers out of the doldrums of the 70s and 80s and made them a winning franchise in the 90s. And it's something that's, been sustained success in Green Bay ever since. So Elliot Wolf has been with the Packers now. He's young. He's, 32 years old? But he's basically worked for the Packers organization for a decade, coming out of college. He gets a job with the Packers at, 22 years old and has been with them ever since. And certainly a guy on the rise, but just 32 years old. And, McGinn says, all these other guys who went on to become general managers, you know, Schneider and Dorsey, you know, they've all worked with other organizations before, and maybe it's best for him to go out and experience that rather than just see one way of doing things. You know, Elliot Wolf has basically seen the Ted Thompson way of doing things. If he goes out, you know, gets a promotion with another NFL franchise and goes out and sees how somebody else operates, you know, he's just, you know, going out and living in a different environment and seeing how things operate a different way. And maybe eventually he comes back to the Packers and comes back for, you know, maybe what is his dream job. And I don't know. I don't know what Elliot Wolf's dream job is. I mean, you could assume it might be with the Packers because his father, Ron Wolf, was the general manager there and had so much success and, you know, was on the Ring of Honor inside Lambeau Field and all those things. It makes sense to me. Not that it's a guaranteed, but something that you can, again, put two and two together here and potentially see happening. So, you know, there's all these options the Packers have. And, you know, difficult to say what actually ends up happening, but apparently the wheels are in motion, and it kind of starts with, you know, when and how long are the Packers going to give Mike McCarthy a contract extension for how much money, for how many years, those kind of things, you know, setting the franchise up for a solid future. But they know change is coming at some point. Just kind of don't know when or how. You know, they know Ted Thompson's not going to be the general manager forever. And I don't want to put doom and gloom on the situation. For all I know, he's got very minor health concerns. He's just dealing with the immediate after effects of an illness or surgery or whatever is happening. And, you know, Ted doesn't elaborate, so I can't really speak to it. You know, I mean, obviously 61 years old, he's not going to be a general manager forever. The Packers trying to figure out what direction to go organizationally, and I suppose appropriate too, just days before the NFL draft, kind of the time of the year when you talk about the general manager the most. You know, he's the guy who directs the draft, and you know, if I wonder sometimes, again here, could this be Ted Thompson's, you know, last draft? He directs with the Green Bay Packers, and you could kind of think in one sense, is he going to go all out here this year in the NFL draft? He already went out and signed Julius Peppers in free agency, kind of making a splash there, at least for Ted Thompson. For, you know, leading a Packers organization that very rarely gets involved in free agency. Maybe this is the year he goes out on a limb and you know, tries to go for the players with the high ceilings. And, you know, we had many discussions on this show about, you know, C.J. Mosley versus Ryan Shazier. These guys who are expected to come off the board, you know, right around the time the Packers pick, late in round one with the 21st pick. And I kind of see guys like C.J. Mosley as a safe pick, a guy who can be a very good linebacker, but he kind of has a higher floor than Ryan Shazier, where I think Ryan Shazier has the higher ceiling. The guy who could be an absolute stud, but might not be that ideal fit for the Packers' defense, where they know exactly what to do with them. And that's the give and take. You know, could Ted Thompson get very aggressive in the draft this year and pick lots of high-ceiling guys that could end up being really, really good, but, you know, you risk having a couple busts in there too. And you certainly don't want a bust to happen in the first round. It's a tough situation. I mean, take a look at a guy like A.J. Hawk. I mean, I don't want to call him a bust, but, you know, he was kind of a safe pick in the first round when he was drafted. and he's kind of been a safe player for the Packers. Again, the type of guy who's always out there, never injured. He knows the defense like a back of his hand. He's the guy who makes all the calls on defense. He wears the headset. He's kind of a leader. And he's just solid out there, knows his responsibilities, helps take other players under his wing, and knows what he's doing. And so that I see as a safe pick, but the Packers could have gone after somebody else that potentially could have a bigger impact, but also be a bigger bust situation as well. It's pick your poison a little bit. It's tough to say how things would all play out had they drafted somebody else, and, not just AJ Hawk, but anywhere, any of the, first round draft picks they've made over the years. I think Ted Thompson has played it safe a lot of times, but maybe not all the time, perhaps. I guess we never got the phone call from Kansas wide receiver Josh Ford. I'm disappointed in that. I was excited to talk to him, but hasn't answered the phone, so guess we won't get to that interview. But anyway, we are now, again, 3 days away from the NFL draft. I'm really excited for our Cheesehead TV draft coverage here. I think you're going to enjoy it. We'll be having our live blogs all 3 days of the draft so people can discuss, what's happening, not only when the Packers pick, but, what all other teams are doing as well. Basically anytime the draft is going on, we're going to have our live blog going on. And then I'm going to be doing special edition episodes of Railbird Central immediately in the aftermath of every Packers pick. Just give me a few minutes after they pick. We'll be coming on live on air discussing the Packers pick, how they fit into the team, what position do they play in, where they fit on the depth chart, all those kind of things as we get ready for the 2014 Packers season. So make sure to join us again then. It's going to be a lot of fun, really exciting. Hope you can join us for that. It was fun today talking about the future of the Packers organization at the very top. Head coach, general manager, and Packers president, Mark Murphy, kind of in his hands making these decisions, at least who the next GM will be. But that'll do it for today's episode, folks. Thank you so much for joining us here at Cheesehead TV. Like I say, as always, check out our work here all week long on the blog to stay up to date what's happening at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. I leave you today with a song called Let's Go Outside from String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Kiravu. We'll see everyone. Go Pack Go.